Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. And of course, all proudly brought to you right here from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. It's Gil Alexander on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. May it be a wonderful holiday spent with family, food, and football. Hopefully you win some money in the process. Crack coming up momentarily, unscripted. And man, has he got some stuff to talk about here, because negotiations are happening. We'll get to that momentarily. Too many tweets to get to this morning. I'm serious about this. We figure we come in here Thanksgiving. How many tweets are we really going to get? There's more tweets this morning than ever before. So we really, I'm truly grateful to all of you for the kind words. A. Brown, multiple tweet warning. He says, understand if you can't read them all, but happy Thanksgiving to you both. And he wanted to talk about Washington versus Dallas and how elated he was as a Cowboys fan. And so congratulations to you, A. Brown, three tweets deep. Tony Farmer, I'm thankful for your show. I unexpectedly acquired flight anxiety after a bad flight to Vegas that involved a sandstorm. Long story. I wouldn't have gotten through the trip back home without your show to calm my nerves. No, your show gets me through every flight. Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate that. Thank you for all of your Survivor updates. Portent of a conversation to come with Crackman momentarily. Primetime, Cowboys underscore Cubs one. Yo, hey, man. Happy Wild Turkey and Eggnog Day. I'm sorry, but I'm crazy. Been on a lifelong bender and see the Cowboys are on a winning streak despite having played the Washington football team last week. He didn't really say WFT, if you know what I mean. Care to explain, Gilly? Well, you see, what happened was there was a couple kickoff returns for touchdowns. Oh, never mind. This is from, let's see. Oh, Joe C. 714 wants to let us know that he crushed his draft. Wow, he went Saquon first, Derrick Henry second. My goodness. Let's see. This is from GV, New Jersey, New York, talking about the Todd Wright segment. Said, Barkley's remorse. Oh, man, that's going to be on a blue T-shirt outside the Lincoln Philly, isn't it? And then Deborah Milot. Deborah, we love it when the female gender listens to the show. We love having ladies listen to us. Deborah, thank you. She says, happy Thanksgiving with all the fixins. Thank you so much. Doug Wedge, happy Thanksgiving to you all. Thankful for ANG every day. And on and on, and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much, Kelly and I, on behalf of Kelly and I. We just have such a great time every morning with you all. So thank you so much for listening. Which brings us to, just because it's the holiday doesn't mean we're not doing this, Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, yeah. Billy. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thanksgiving. This is another year I came in and Thanksgiving Day.
I'm going to say you are schwitzing more than I've ever seen you schwitz before here prior to the show.
Like, get out of the shower and you're still all hot. Running around, I was fine. Mm-hmm. And then I have to tell you, I've been in some deep negotiations for pieces of the Survivor.
Okay, let's talk about this. Okay. So we had on the show this week, we had Jake Bensequin on. Jake is a co-founder of ProfitX. He happens to be responsible for one of the remaining 54 entries in Survivor, each of which has an intrinsic value of over $264,000 currently.
Yes.
In the $14.266 million Circa Survivor contest. Now, last year, you had percentages. Mm-hmm. You had a percentage of someone who got to the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this year, I think even as recently as last week, I was like, hey, you doing anything? You're like, oh, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, last week I was back east at Foxwoods, and there was some negotiation going on with two different teams, and one I thought I was going to have a deal with, but they didn't do it. The same team came back this week with an offer. I counter-offered. They counter-offered. And you know what? I'm supposed to counter-offer again. Instead, I just went for it. So I bought 20% of a really good team. That's the main thing is to have one of these teams that have this, that have set, there's 17 people that have Detroit available.
Mm-hmm.
And
every one of which is using Detroit, by the way, as they should.
Oh, has it come out already?
Yes.
All 17
that have the Lions are using.
There was one that, okay, all right. So
at least that's the word I got.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good. So 17 people all use Detroit today. My team is one of them. I bought in for 20% of one of the, which I'm not going to say yet, but I just.
You don't want to say who it is.
You know why? Because then everyone roots against you. Wait, already know. I have Detroit today, so I'll give you that.
So it's down to you have a 1 in 17 shot of guessing.
Well, I don't mind saying, but I just don't want to know if the guys is a team, and they're so sweet, these guys. You know,
did they approach you or do you approach them?
No, they approached me. So I actually yesterday we went on a Zoom call together. I mean, look, they're all college guys. This is the father of one of the these guys were all in college together, and it was just really cool. And
where they go to school?
I don't know where they went to school. Somewhere in the middle of like North Dakota or South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
No, I think somewhere in South Dakota. I'm sorry, guys, if I'm getting your state wrong. I think that's what they said.
So wait, you bought 20%. For am I allowed to ask how much?
$40,000
For $40,000.
Yeah.
So you got it at a discount.
I got it at a discount.
Okay.
Listen, it's real simple. There's not, and thankfully, even to me, I have a partner. We went partners on this.
$52,000-$53,000 would be the exact percentage. You got it for $40,000.
Got it for $40,000. There's not a lot of people that are going to hand someone, you know, $40,000.
That's very correct.
Or
yeah.
Bank wire $40,000 and have a,
but they know you're walking around town with wads of cash, so they're like, "Let me call the crack man."
Not really, because they would literally. I said I can give you like 10 cash if you want. I have money going all these apps.
And this literally just happened outside.
Well, outside was like the final thing. We had a negotiation on the as you see on Zoom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
There's
man.
A couple different people. Someone just approached me outside too, and was talking. We were talking back and forth about he's trying to get a team with the Survivor Sweat site.
Mm-hmm.
And
this was, by the way, I hate to interrupt one more time, but this was the thing you and I talking about Survivor this year. The difference between Survivor this year and any other year before this, besides the carnage of the first 5 weeks, is that this Survivor Sweat site is there and. What we were finding was, instead of people buying in for discounts, people were buying in for a premium, and you were like, "I'm not getting in this. This is ridiculous.
I'm not getting in for no premium."
But you waited long enough.
Where the money meant a lot to people. They spent $1,000 each to get in. So this when someone only has so much money in, $1,000 a guy. I think it's like $6,000, and $40,000 is a lot. And they asked me for advice on the Zoom call. I said, "What? You don't want advice by me.
Don't give them advice.
You guys do what you want on Sunday.
That's all you need to give them
on Sunday,
the first week. Yeah.
On Sunday, they asked, we have these two teams. Which do you think? And I wouldn't give a team. Because, listen, you guys got here on your own. I've lost.
Good for you.
Me and all the wise guys that are out, we're all out. So however you guys got here, keep on doing the same thing.
Because that is the rub. I mean, I brought up Jake before. Jake Bensequin, who's one of the 54 remaining entries, or has one of the remaining 54. By the way, there's 46 people with one entry left. There is 4 people with 2 entries left.
Wow.
That's the 54.
Yeah, I did notice there was some doubles there.
And, we were talking about it. Okay, he's taken the Chiefs, the other big favorite. And how many people have the Chiefs? 37 of the remaining 54 have the Chiefs available to them. Some of them might also have the Lions, so it's not going to work out exactly like that. But the question became, and you just alluded to it, okay, let's say the Chiefs and the Lions, for those who pick them, are able to get through. Funnier things have happened, but let's say they are. Sunday and Monday, good God.
Yeah.
Buffalo's Sunday's the tough. Biggest favorite. Drew Dinsick was joking. He was like, imagine saying to people, "Oh, I hope you saved Buffalo against San Francisco." I mean, no one expected that to be the big favorite. By the way, here is the breakdown for today. 29 went with the Chiefs. All 17 went with the Lions.
Oh, you're right, Gil.
Yeah. 5 went Cowboys, which is the interesting
play. No choice. I know one of the team. One of the teams, I admit it, one of the teams I was negotiating with to get the Cowboys. I literally went to him and one of the teams I offered him 17.5 for 25% because he had a really bad path.
Yeah, because not all entries are created
equal.
Cowboys
or Packers, he had to pick.
Yeah.
So he came back and said 25%. He won't go lower than 30,000. I said, tell him I wish him the best of luck. No hard feelings. All good.
Yeah.
He will remain with 100% of his entry though. No chance with his remaining picks. He gets that.
Yeah.
There's no chance because already he's picking. He has no choice, but he got rid of all the good teams. He got there, and luckily enough, dancing through the raindrops, you know, getting the right teams here. So it was fun. It was fun going back and forth. This group, I was going to counter off. What do? Counter off for $38,000 for $2,000. Let's have some action, boys.
There you go.
So
by the way, I just want to say this last part. Five entries are on the Cowboys today. Three are on the Packers. It's today's three games and tomorrow's Black Friday game included as well. That acts as its own week in Circa Survivor. 13A, if you will. Sunday and Monday are 13B, if you will. I'm curious, because we know all 17 that had the Lions went with the Lions. There were, 37, did I say, that have the Chiefs? I wonder if any of the people who had the Chiefs left, there's going to be some overlap with the Chiefs and the Lions, I get that. But I wonder if anyone who didn't have the Lions, but did have the Chiefs, opted to take the Cowboys.
Ooh.
Just as some kind of strategic.
Well, there's no strategic. You have to save one of these teams for Christmas week, too.
You do have to save one for Christmas. And the Kansas City plays on Christmas.
Kansas City plays. They play Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I put a lot of time into this. I really did. Like, the path that this guy, that this team has, they have a really nice path. I think I got a good price here. Like, the path, the other team I was negotiating with, it was actually four teams at one time. But up until last night, the path he had was just dead man walking.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Bill Krakenberger, but 20% of $14.266 million is a cool 2.9 mil.
So I will be getting more than my partner because I negotiated this.
Mm-hmm.
So just to let him know.
Oh,
let you know now. It's no big deal. It is what it is.
Hold on. You and a partner are involved in this.
Yes.
Okay, so you wouldn't get the full 2.8. But
no.
You're saying just now you are telling your partner you would get more than half of the 2.8.
It's only right. I'm the one out here. I'm the one,
What do you think he would say to that if he hears
He might
that
get
right
a little upset, but it is what it is.
I like that you use this platform
to tell
him.
It's the same guy that I was putting the picks in 4 years ago. Remember, I told him I'm getting a million off the top.
Oh, yeah, same guy. Same guy. That's right.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He knows who he's dealing with.
I got the football, baby.
Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, @ Bill Krakman with a K. Wisecrack's the name of the podcast. Here on Thanksgiving. Love this guy. Coming back on A Numbers Game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sign up on our Black Friday special today. Get VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through May 1st for only $60. Hurry, this offer expires this Monday, December 2nd. Sign up now, get access to daily best bets, our exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circus Sportsbooks, with trends and analysis to make you a sharper better, 24/7 video access, plus all of our betting guides and best bets for the upcoming college football playoffs, Super Bowl, and March Madness. This offer expires once again on Monday. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up on our Black Friday special now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book. They keep on coming. Matthew Mayberry, a happy Thanksgiving, guys. Let's sweep the board. Let's do it. Disc golfer. What's this new titter site you were referring to before the break? Yeah, messed that up. Sorry, I forgot the W. Iga Swiatek accepting a one-month suspension after testing positive for the banned substance. Tom F. says, Iga Lamar Swiatek. Why are you saying Lamar? I don't know. What is that? What are they saying? Contaminated, they said, and they only gave her a month? It's very, very interesting. Tennis, it's interesting when this stuff happens, right? Because Simona Halep, 9 months. Oh, but you can come back. And then with both Sinner and Swiatek at the top of their sports, Sinner, they completely swept under the carpet. Swiatek is only 1 month. Very interesting. John Fitzgibbons. Hello, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, Gil and Kelly. Thanks for all you do all year long for all of us who listen. You make it a privilege to be part of ANG. Shades of Mako. Yo, happy Thanksgiving to the whole VSiN family. Thankful for the entirely too much to list, he says. What a beautiful life we live. Let's kick off some football. Yes. What a beautiful life we all live. Grateful, absolutely, is what we should be today. Jaime Recio. Nothing like seeing one Kelly's beard hair out of place, one of his beer hairs out of place in 4K. LOL, happy Turkey Day. Thankful for Crackman. Love the show. Roger Jones, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Any sightings, pics from the Sausage King, Abe Froman, Sausage King of Omaha, Kelly. No sighting from him, but he does want to meet the Crackman after the show, so he's going to say hello to you.
Sausage King?
The Sausage King of Omaha. He'll explain.
Okay.
Chuck, at Chunky Gazelle. Thank you for having Todd Wright on. It's been forever since I've heard him, and it made me realize how much I missed listening to him. So good. We'll add his pod to my rotation now. Happy Thanksgiving to the team, running the most intelligent show in media. Thank you. That's very nice of you. And Steven, Brosex 1870, happy Thanksgiving, Gil. Thank you and Kelly for getting me through this half day. I'll see you guys and Bill's Thanksgiving party. Oh, you weren't invited. That's a Bill 80. We're still waiting for that invitation to Bill's birthday party. And then B. Miller, French silk pie, a.k.a. whipped cream chocolate mousse to the pylon as time expires. Everybody's showing their food today. We cannot. There's too many to get to. We cannot even catch up with the number
today of
tweets. So happy Thanksgiving, wow, really, to all of you. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I clicked on the notifications and there's 20 plus, which happens a lot. But however, there's about 100 of them. Like, you have a really good fan base. That's great.
Best listeners ever.
And they're such nice guys. Thank you for those nice tweets, guys.
Absolutely.
This first game here starts at 9:30. So this was an interesting thing that happened here. There was 10 and a half and even 11 at the South Point here in town on this game. And one of the syndicate guys, real sharp guy from back east, gave out Chicago plus 10 and a half. Went down to 9.5, 9, even 8.5 right here.
Right here at circa 8.5. Yep.
Even I had to say to myself, wow, this is a good teaser opportunity maybe with this 8.5.
Sure.
Looking at, but then again, I have to say, even though we're here, I love the guys here, I have to look at the circa prices compared to market. I know back east, DraftKings has $1.20. There's a couple other people that have $1.20. I even know $1.10 spot. So I can't lay $1.30 on a 6-point teaser. But so I've seen that.
Which is what it is here at Circus.
I think it's $1.30. Yeah. No more in town, is it? Caesars was the last of the Mohicans.
I'm telling you, man, when we get legitimate sports betting in this state, in Nevada, this will be a hell of a place to live.
We need competition here. We really do need competition.
And
pricing competition.
And they'll never let it in.
There's some, I don't think they'll ever let it in.
Remember how we were, for like 2 or 3 years, we're like, oh, DraftKings will be, not that we were pining for DraftKings specifically.
No, we
were like,
one of these,
you know, DraftKings or FanDuel, they'll be here any day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's never happened.
What's the sports book that's over at the old Hard Rock Virgin there?
Virgin.
It took them 2 years to get there.
Betfred.
Betfred.
Did they ever get licensed?
I think they did. Maybe someone else will tell me if they didn't. I thought they finally did after a couple of years. I don't know how they even got in. Listen, there's many reasons why these sports books aren't here. I think the main reason is because the gaming boards are so scared of anything happen like Cantor coming in town, and Cantor embarrassed them, even though they fined them like $35 million. I just think that they want more control of the sports books that are here now. Like they're just policing them. They've policed themselves, the sports books. They don't want any more aggravation, even though it would make more tax dollars, more money for the state. That's just a hypothesis. I mean, it could be just that this town is still a cowboy town.
You're all just guests.
You're all just our guests.
But they don't want, they want their, listen, as long as they have their own little ecosystem,
right?
There's no, you know, impetus for innovation or being better to the better. It's just getting worse and worse.
You're right. That's being better to the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need that. Even if we're not only allowed to bet pennies on the app and only allowed to bet at the counter, which I am, we need it here.
MGM and Caesars used to take bets.
Yeah.
Now, every time you go up there, it's anxiety ridden.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, how much are they going to take? Are they going to move the number on me? At least Caesars moves the number.
I went to Caesars last night. I was going to go to Caesars last night. I wanted to bet something. I wanted to bet Steelers under 8.5 wins plus $1.30. It's probably still there. So I attempted to call at 9:30 because I was out and about running around town. And 9:30 I called, and I don't want to tell you how. You can't get the main number. I tried so many times to get the main number. You get a call center in Thailand, all you want to know is the hours of the sports book. That's all I want to know.
That's all you want to know.
No, no one could tell me. They said, hold on, we'll call back to the United States on my secret line. Call back and try to get. No one could tell you the hours of the sports book. I walked in 10:30. It was close. I mean, 10:15. It was close. So
back to the Survivor thing for a second. By the way, did you end up making a bet on the game?
No, I'm just saying that now it's back to 9.5.
Yeah.
Some tens popping back up. Stations win, far off places, some tens. So now the line's going back to where it was. But 8.5, I thought, wow, that's interesting. They're not moving that to 8.5 without taking a big bet.
That's right.
Someone bet them plus 10 for a big amount of money.
Yeah.
One thing they do, they do move on big bets.
100%. 100%.
They have their certain accounts that they know.
I grab lines minus 9.5 because I think it's going to go back up to 10 or more.
Well, it is. It's going, as we speak, my screen's lighting up a little bit. And, you know, here we got an hour before the game. And, you know, the public, even though it's a standalone island game, they still don't know what they're betting. They'll bet last minute on something because they just don't know.
We were talking about this earlier. The Giants-Cowboys game. Forget this one. The Giants-Cowboys game, which is the middle child, if you will, of the games today.
Right.
If this is my line, is if this is in the middle of a Sunday early slate, does anybody bet this, right? But because it's sitting there right in the middle of your Thanksgiving, people feel compelled to bet it. And you can, man, we tried giving a sort of angle earlier, you know, as like under, if anything, maybe under first half, maybe under game. But, man, you can't, there is no way you can logically talk yourself into one of these sides.
Yeah, I agree. These are garbage can teams, both of them. Exactly what you said. How do you talk into one of these? And by the way, the line just went back to 4 at a couple shops. So this line went back yesterday. A group hit it plus 4, plus 3.5, went down to 3 right here at Circa, too. Went down to 3 almost everywhere. Back up to 3.5, minus 15 here at Circa. 4s at 3 different shops. Boy, this is... This is a game where I just want to bet some prop bets. I'll even give one out to people. How about that? I usually never do stuff like that.
Thanksgiving prop. Thanksgiving from Bill Krakenberger.
No, this prop I actually do like too, because I heard that they were going to give this guy the ball more. So let me see here.
CeeDee Lamb over.
No. Neighbors. So Neighbors. Okay. Boy, if they have like a first half, like some of these places, which we don't really have first half prop places, but I know that like those places like FanDuel, DraftKings, maybe even MGM and William Hill have first half. But anyway, Neighbors over receiving yards on the Giants. So there's a rare Thanksgiving prop. And
he was also chirping. Malik Neighbors was after the last game of, you know, talk to the coach. Why I'm not getting the ball.
That's right.
So they may want to feed that beast.
They actually are supposed to. So we'll see what happens there. And then the nightcap, listen, I was saying it all week on many different shows. Green Bay, they sat there minus 3 at the South Point for days. It was minus 3, minus 15 here for 4 days. 4 days. And I was like, I just don't get this. Now, it sounds so square. It sounds like, you know, Green Bay in the cold weather, close to zero temperature, and Miami, a warm weather team, going to the cold. It sounds so square.
But the numbers back it up, though.
I bet Green Bay in this game.
I bet
Green Bay minus 3 and minus 110 and even too. Minus 115 here. It was there for a long time. I've said it on 7 or 8 different shows. It's
Bill, it was the only game that I liked on Guessing Lines. Really? I'm like, I guessed 4.
Yeah.
And I think Kelly, at the moment that we were doing Guessing Lines, he said, it's 2, but he had 2.5. He goes, but it moved to 3 already at Monday morning.
Yes. But Miami needs the game more. We know that. Situations like this, and it's any given Sunday here, any given Thursday, anything can and will happen. Yeah. I understand that, but I just think the quality of this team compared to Miami, I just think that they'll win the game. So we'll see. I give out a couple plays here, open myself up.
I'm with you. I like it.
All right, good.
Bill's feeling frisky. Thanksgiving plays, and he's got a percentage of survivor.
Oof.
Hey, Bill's partner, remember, if you win, he gets more than half of your percentage.
That's right.
You know that. We'll talk more survivor on the other side. Bill Krakenberger on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Calling all VSiN poker players, VSiN has partnered with Poker Now, and together we're hosting an online poker tournament this Sunday, December 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can win a golden passport for a free seat in the largest poker free roll ever, the World Poker Tour's $5 million free roll in Las Vegas later in December. Visit VSiN.com/poker and register today for your chance to win. That's VSiN.com/poker. And by the way, a whole bunch of VSiN personalities are in this. Mike Palm is in it, Paulie Howard, Dave Tooley, Adam Burke, Scott Seidenberg, and VSiN co-founder Brian Musburger all have committed to play.
Wow.
How about that?
That's cool.
And then Warren Cromartie threw a ball in from right field. How about that? That's awesome. That is Sunday. That is this Sunday, December 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. VSiN with Poker Now. Check it all out again at VSiN.com/poker. We get tweets at Beating the Book. My God.
A ton
of them. Roger Jones. Can't wait for next Thanksgiving, and we get to see a bit called Pick a Total, End a Total. Not sure how it will work, but have 364 days to come up with a plan after Kelly's genius side and side segment earlier. James Sott, happy Thanksgiving. Kelly Gill, thankful for your show, for great betting and great entertainment. Also, I'm making pecan and pumpkin pie a pick'em. I'm going to go pumpkin a little bit, a little slight edge. Jason H11, stovetop is the only acceptable stuffing. I agree. Mac and cheese is way overrated. I disagree. Because you eat it year-round, green bean casserole is trash. Pumpkin pie all day with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Oh, that sounds good. Aaron Bender, would you take the Lions minus 10 even money or minus 9.5 minus 110? Oh, the latter.
9.5.
Minus 9.5 minus 110 all day. Happy Thanksgiving as I drive home from my 24-hour shift in the ER. You know they do that to folks in medicine? They go the longest shifts.
24 hours. How can you?
24 hours in the ER.
Like the last 4 or 5 hours.
I don't think that makes me feel good. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. StatLogic Sports. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Kelly. At least the commando skins can't wait. Can't give us indigestion today. Thankful for your Ashton Jeanty discussion the other day. Convinced me to hedge my Hunter bet with Jeanty. Please do not discuss Cam Ward next week. I promise I will not. The RGB. Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. Look forward to your show every day. Looks like the South Point has many options for dining today. Enjoy. Oh, and Caleb Williams is not that special. This is from Bobby Knuckles. Oh, our own Bobby Knuckles. He says, thanks for the shout out, Gil. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm always around and away in your hearts.
Very nice.
All right, Roberto Moreno. Brian Young. Nothing better than listening to one of my favorite segments on VEASAN with Gil, Kelly, and Bill on Thanksgiving. You guys are the best.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your Stringfellow Hawk, who we met a couple weeks ago.
Oh, real nice guy.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. He said, wife and kids are cooking. Then I come off the top rope with deep-fried turkey.
Oh, man.
From raw to cooked in 45 minutes. Positive EV for your behind. Except he doesn't say behind.
Oh, yes.
James Moran. Oh, I don't understand this. James, I know you're trying to get at something here, but I honestly cannot decipher your question. We couldn't. Bill and I
couldn't. Yeah, this was the way you worded it. And this is a good guy, though. He's a good follower of ours.
Mind the Gap Radio, WFDU HD2. He says, happy Thanksgiving. Fins up. Too many people on Green Bay today. I'm one of them.
Ooh, you should be right.
Chicago Doghouse, Sausage King of Omaha's in the house. Can't wait to meet his idol, Bill Krakenberger, after the show today.
Wait till I tell my wife I'm meeting a sausage king.
Oh, man.
All right.
His name is Kelly, too. Kelly the Sausage King.
Awesome.
Jim Devitt, happy Thanksgiving to the best guys in the biz. Thank you for all you do. Thank you, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Pat Montefort, or Monteforte, happy Thanksgiving to you both. So greatly appreciate all of your content and daily programming. As it's part of my daily routine, on a business note, your kindness and generosity has led to an intro to Bill Adi, he calls him. And I am full of gratitude to you. We are full of gratitude, both Kelly and me. To all of you. BG McAvoy as well. Happy Thanksgiving to the whole VEASAN crew. Hope everyone wins today. And there are more, and we will get to them. Billy.
Can I just read one?
Please, absolutely.
Because I don't get a chance to read one like this too many times. So Larry Fresh says, I came home from the grocery store, and my wife is awake and out of bed. I said, you're up early to cook. She said, nope. I'm up to watch The Crack Man live.
There you go.
We usually watch Thursday evening to work. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I usually don't get a chance to say this.
You still got it, Billy.
No. Say hi to the wife for me.
he lives for that.
No, that was great. Thanks,
he lived for that.
Appreciate
Couldn't
it.
Wait. Back to Survivor for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we were reminded, and I brought up the interview we did with Jake Bensequin, who, again, has one of the 54 remaining entries. You put up anything on Twitter on Survivor, and in a blink of an eye, tens of thousands of views.
Yeah.
People, I thought this was the year, right? Because the carnage in the first 5 weeks was so epic that even Derek Stevens, who owns the joint and who came up with this with the Circus Survivor contest, he even said, he goes, I don't know if like all that carnage the first 5 weeks is good in the long run, because it's so devastating that it's tough to talk about afterwards, right?
That's right.
Because very few people will be all that interested in it. I think that was true for a while. But now that we're down to less than 100, I think it changes again, right? And people are like, oh, I want to see how this plays out.
I came on this very space week 4 and said, I think all these people getting knocked out will hurt this for the future.
Yeah.
I think I was maybe a little jaded.
I said immediately.
Because you said immediately, no, it won't.
No, it won't.
I was like, I think this will hurt this for the future. These people are upset. They came here. They came in the summer. They were happy as can be. They spent money on a hotel, airfare, food, restaurants, all their accommodations, and they get knocked out in the first week. Like, they're not coming back again. But you said a good point. There's a lot of buzz here. So next year, 15 million?
I think so.
15 million.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the gentleman who had the Washington taco holders? He had Washington against Dallas. The video of him on Twitter watching the Terry McLaurin 84-yard touchdown pass and then the missed extra point. The camera was on him. So
the guy fell to the ground or something?
His euphoria. Yeah. What's the Wide World of Sports thing? The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Oh, wow.
They might as well have used that.
Oh, that was sad. That's actually a good promo clip is the guy that used it it could be just the same exact
there
thing
is,
as the
there
skier
is right here. This is courtesy of Stephen Shalansky.
It's the same thing as the skier going over the cliff sideways.
Look at the incomparable Terry McLaurin going 86 to the house, or was it 84? You get the idea. And look, he is just way. He's just like, okay, imagine his brain space. I'm just a Washington fan. And if I could like take you into my brain when McLaurin was going downfield, now here he is waiting for the extra point.
Extra point. Well,
Austin Seibert,
he knew it was
the snap, the hold, the kick.
Down goes Frazier. Wow.
And we showed this the other day, as others have. Hmm. And I had to say, I was like, you know, in all seriousness, you feel terrible.
That's bad. I see you feel bad for
the guy. He tweeted in yesterday, seems like a super nice guy, as most are who are playing this. Well, I don't know if most are, but he certainly
sure.
is. And there's nothing quite as bad as a late survivor loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the other thing about getting back to your point about, I think this will be bad for the Cardinals. If you lose in the first 5 weeks, you're kind of like, whatever.
I kind of wasn't even, until last week, until these groups approached the proxy, I wasn't even into it. I'll be real blunt. I text Fez and said, Fez.
Yeah, is he doing it?
I said, Fez, you know, maybe you should. I'm going to read this without him saying read it, but I mean, I'm sure he's okay with it. I actually texted him. I said, Fez, I got some good offers here. Maybe we should get involved here.
I love that we do this on the show because I do it too. People DM or text us and without even asking, we're like, let me read your text to everybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry to do that. But
that's right.
So I sent him and he said, you know, I'm just not into it. I'm just not into it this year. And
Fezzik's out.
Yeah, he's out.
He's got some other stuff on his mind.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the money's in the bank. I get it, Fez. I'm still trying to grind here and trying to build a bankroll. So I get it, buddy.
Fez got his buddy in CDs and stuff. Yeah.
Like, that's like, you know, our buddy Randy. I'm sorry, Randy, to do this to you. When he said to me, you know, that Wells Fargo's got a really good deal. I said, well, what's that, Randy? If you put $500,000 in, you get $10,000. I said, whoa, time out.
It's
500,000. What do you think this is? Jokety joke land?
That's
500,000?
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. 500,000 you put in there. Sorry, Randy.
You'd also be you're also the type of guy that if you had 500,000, you'd have it in cash. You wouldn't even put it in the bank.
No, but no, you know, listen, I always say this and I repeat myself all the time. You have to pay tax on sports betting when in situations where I'm beating these books at the end of the year, I win more than I lose with these apps and stuff. You know, you have to pay tax on your win. So, but doesn't matter though. It's in action. Do you know how much money is in action every week at South Point?
Because
they don't move off the 10
That's
cents.
Right.
So I am betting so much money at South Point every week on those games around the three where they don't charge the extra juice. Circa, you know how much money you need in Circa? You know how much money you need in the Westgate? You need money in these apps, so it's hard to juggle everything and live life.
Are you a little surprised that 50 minutes before kickoff, it's not exactly packed yet back here?
Like I just said to Gil during the break, all the stances up and all the things up, like a Sunday, is there going to be crowded today? Even thinking, you know what it is too, Gil? It's not all about that. Everyone doesn't have families and stuff. People come to Vegas for, you know, especially, you know, single people and it's, you know, family passes on like just happened to my family, your family. It's not a celebratory holiday for everybody. I get it. So that this place and sports books around town will be packed today, I'm sure.
They will.
But you're right. It's the calm before the storm.
It is. It's about to be packed. That's for sure. On a Thanksgiving where I have one bet again on Green Bay, Billy's on it as well. We didn't talk beforehand. We're both on the Packers. I have a bet on the Lions now, -9.5 in the first game, but I got nothing on game two. And I don't think I will. In fact, I will tell you I will.
It's an ugly game.
Yeah.
I gave a prop out for the guys and girls.
And a prop, right, that you gave earlier. 20% of Survivor. How is this consuming you now?
No. But I mean, I'm going to root for Detroit today.
It's going to consume.
Detroit's a big game.
It's going to consume them. Then they'll talk about putting money in CDs.
An
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
By the way, lest you think that a numbers game is the end of the live shows today. Oh, you would be mistaken. Live Bet Thanksgiving happening at the top of the hour. Tim Murray and Dustin Sweetelson will be on for 4 hours, followed by Scott Seidenberg doing another 3 hours, take you through all the football games there on VSiN. So watch the games, turn down the sound, and listen to Tim and Dustin coming up at the top of the hour. Then VSiN Primetime a little later on tonight, cashing out the regular scheduled VSiN programming. But Live Bet Thanksgiving all day long, 7 hours here at VSiN, the sports betting network, beginning with Tim and Dustin here at the top of the hour. We get tweets at Beating the Book, and once again, I'm so super grateful to everybody. Just you know, you come in Thanksgiving, you're like, I don't know if we're going to get any interaction today. We got more interaction today, more tweets today than I think we ever had before. Couldn't keep up with them. Steve the Proxy at 702 Steve Sports. We love Steve. Yeah.
Good guy. Good
said
guy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
He helped me out last week.
Did he? He said happy Thanksgiving. Three of the nicest and kindest people in the sports betting community. This hour is the best hour of the week. I'm thankful that VSiN put you guys back in the real studio. Enjoy your holiday. You too, Steve. Thank you so much for that. You read the Larry Fresh one earlier. This is from Get the Money Racing. Great Thanksgiving Day morning with Gil and Bill. Have a great and profitable day. Get the money. Jay Buckley. Happy Turkey Day to the team. Bill, all the best. Was good seeing you this summer.
Oh, good.
Jay
good,
Buckley
good guy.
Says hello.
Very good guy.
Oh, how about this one? You know how earlier in the last segment I was going, how about that? You remember when I was doing that?
Yeah.
This old tribute to Mel Allen.
Of course.
The old Yankees announcer used to do This Week in Baseball.
This Week in Twib.
Stu Kirschenbaum tweets in, Gil is a former producer of This Week in Baseball.
Oh, wow.
I very much appreciated the Mel Allen. How about that? Thanks for all the education and entertainment all year long.
Oh, how cool.
That is very cool. Very nice to meet you. Thank you. The numbers guys, by the way, loved This Week in Baseball.
Oh, my God. It was great.
And the music drove it home.
Right.
The closing music, the music, yeah, it was fantastic. The numbers guys, Gil, I don't want to see Crack's face if you read this tweet. I've got way too much of my bankroll today on Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown, breaking Bill's cardinal rule.
Well, you know, the anytime touchdowns, the tough, they're a one-way bet, so they're pretty tough to do. But I'm rooting for you.
Paul Nelson, happy Thanksgiving, Gil and Kelly. I agree that a green bean casserole, using canned green beans won't be that good. However, it is really good if you use fresh green beans. I made it yesterday and is in the freezer until we get together on Saturday. And our own Matt Brown, Thanksgiving is the 49ers of holidays. Super hyped. Some pieces are all right, but mostly just disappointing. It's the Thanksgiving Scrooge to end the show with the tweets. What's wrong with Matt? Matt doesn't like Thanksgiving as much as most people. Okay. All right. Which brings us to our G-Bank best bets of the day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. And we have a bevy once again. I am on the Packers today, -3, -125. That was my first reaction on guessing lines. I also added the Bengals on Sunday, -2.5, -122. I actually bought it down to the 2.5 against the Steelers. And I'm on the Cardinals +3.5 against the Vikings. Those also happen to be my three Megapod picks. And you may remember, I also have Ashton Jeanty to win the Heisman Trophy at +750, and added this morning the Lions -9.5 in the first game, which kicks off in 42 minutes. Lions and the Bears. I'm on the Lions -9.5. Kelly, he is on. He does have a bet in the middle game. He's on CeeDee Lamb over 6.5 receptions. He too is on the Packers -3. He jumped on that. And on Sunday, he's on the Falcons on the money line. He's laying the points with the Rams, and he is laying the 5.5. He got a good number against the Niners. We still don't know, do we, if it's going to be Brock Purdy for the Niners. We don't have an idea about that. Crackman gave out a prop and a play today. How about that?
Yes.
Malik Nabers over 68.5 yards in the Giants-Cowboys game today. And he, too, is on the Packers. All three of us on the Packers. What could go wrong?
And I'm so much anti-Pittsburgh, as I said earlier, too, Kelly. Maybe you want to put that on. Well, I don't know if that goes somewhere. But I am so much anti-Pittsburgh. I think they're frauds. I don't think they'll continue to do any good in this division. They have a very tough schedule the next games. I just made a bet here, and literally, Gil, you can even read that. This is the same type of bet. Mm-hmm. I just showed it to Gil.
Yeah, should I say it?
Yeah, Baltimore to win the division here at Circa -195. Many books have -200. I hate laying 2-1 on things. I hate it. I think this is a really good. I bet the max bet. I bet whatever they took just now, just to lay. I'm not going to say the amount, but it's a very large bet. I think Baltimore to win the division, laying 2-1 is a really good bet. I think it's an anti-Steelers bet, really. But
I am completely with you, and I promise you, all you Steelers fans out there, I did not put Bill up to that.
Oh, no.
He came up with that independently. Yeah. Best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VEASAN. The GBank Visa signature card is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible transactions. For more information, head to VEASAN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. I want to get back to this Survivor thing. I don't want to let this slide because okay. I said to you, I was like, are you going to be obsessed with this, or are you currently obsessed? You said you're not currently obsessed, but you're rooting for Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's be real. It's just me and you talking here. At what point do you, Bill Krakenberger, okay, I get it. You bet every day, 365, you know, maybe 363 days a year, whatever it is, like
no,
those of us
five.
Have the DNA. It's 365. Yeah. I'm going to say it's 363 for me. I think it's like one or two days we're out. Okay. You got to be, this is still money that would move your needle.
Oh, of course.
So at what point here, because this is week 13A and 13B. If you get through 13B, do you want to tell us what the two teams were that they were deciding between on Sunday Monday, or would you rather not tell me?
No, I'll you know what? For the team itself, I better not do it because I don't want to. You know, and ruin that. Okay. They asked me which one of two.
I agree with
and
you
said,
that you shouldn't
guys,
say anything.
You guys are on your own. You got here on your own. And they were like, no, we really need help on this.
Okay. So if you get through that, there are six, quote unquote, because there's a Christmas quirk, right?
Yeah.
There are six games left.
Yes. Clear path.
Do they have Kansas City left? They do.
It's a clear path they have. That looks unbelievable. Now that I made the deal.
Said every Survivor player ever, though. Everybody says that, right?
Maybe.
Oh, I was set up perfectly.
Well, no, I told you the other guy that you know, has, you know, if you have to pick the Packers or the Cowboys today.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
You know, it's tough for anyone can win those games, even though we're on Green Bay.
But what's amazing, I mean, like, if you're playing this game, so you're playing Circus Survivor, your entire, you know, your entire strategy is anchored by Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes.
And so I wonder if people, here's my theory on this, right? Because there are entries, again, we go through them again, five people were on the Cowboys today and three are on the Packers. With obviously the two-day 13A week, today and tomorrow for Circa, obviously the huge favorites are the Chiefs and the Lions. So if you have them, you play one or the other. So it's five on the Cowboys, three on the Packers, 29 on the Chiefs, and all 17 who had the Lions available to them on the Lions. I'm wondering if the people who ended up with the Cowboys and Packers, and again, we don't know that all eight don't have the Chiefs or Lions, but let's say it's seven of them. So someone might be, you know, using strategy, or six of them. Maybe there's a couple who are using strategy, keeping the Chiefs for Christmas. But I wonder if there's a few of them, at least five of them, let's say, even, who the carnage was so dramatic the first 5 weeks that they said to themselves, self, this ain't getting a Thanksgiving. And so I'm going to use the Chiefs and or the Lions.
Yeah, very interesting.
I wonder.
Could have thought that. Yeah, and like the other entry I was negotiating for, he didn't have any of the Christmas Day. He only has two underdogs available to pick.
One was
the Bears over Seattle, which I guess that's the one he's going to use. Now, it's in Chicago. I think Seattle's playing a little bit better now. I still think Seattle's going to be a two-point favorite in something like that, I would say.
Is that the Seahawks and the Bears?
Yeah, so you have
imagine
to pick
having
the Bears.
That game. You imagine having to choose in that game for this.
You know, it's going to be.
It's going to happen to somebody.
What is Kansas City at? If you're saving Kansas City, Kansas City at Pittsburgh, what do you think the line is?
Kansas City at Pittsburgh?
You're guessing the line. You're better than me.
It's going to be short. It's going to be short. It's going to be Kansas City -3.5.
I would say that's what we said, 3.5, 4.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Depending on what happens between now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's, you know, if you're saving Kansas City, obviously you're saving it for them. But then again, my partner that was negotiating, he said, wait a minute, I don't care about Christmas right now. Okay, let's get by these 2 weeks, because this weekend's games, oh boy. It's easy to pick a 10-point favorite. But then again, we see what happened with Washington last week. These 10-point favorites, they go down.
Oh,
14-point favorites, 17-point favorites went down in the NFL 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but Sunday... Boy.
Oh, man.
Sunday, even my guys, what they have available.
Because there's only the Bills are, 7-point favorites against the Niners, give or take. And then there's only three other games that are higher than 4 or 4.5.
Yes, and we don't have the Bills available, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, you don't have the Bills available.
That's why it's tough. That's why it's
really tough. I'm going to guess you're choosing between the Broncos and somebody else. That's my guess.
Oh, no, the Broncos wasn't one of them.
Really?
No. Yeah. I'm giving everything away here.
I'm just saying that's how difficult this is. It's one thing if you can get through these 2 days, but come Sunday and Monday, good God.
Yeah. And you know, but you're right, though. This is a lot of money even to me, of course.
Of course it is.
Even though I have swings on games that are 20 grand, but it doesn't matter. It's still a lot of money because it's not 20,000 no more. The value, what's the word?
Intrinsic value, sure.
Anyway, that word.
2.8 million here, Bill. 2.8 million there. All of a sudden, you got some real money.
That's right. That's right. And the value, the real value of the ticket being 264. And next week, it's going to go to more than that because people are getting knocked out today.
Thank you to you and yours. Thank you all for listening to this show every day, but especially on Thanksgiving morning. Have a great Thanksgiving. And Bill, I want to say to you, you come in here every Thursday. We don't pay you a nickel. And you're here on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Thanks for free parking, too, now. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy.